Starting another brand new hour now of the Steve Gerber Show, live from the studios here in the heart of America, Studio G. I'm Steve Gerber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'm going to be brutally honest. Ask anybody around. Here are three big things you need to know. Number one, are giant wind turbines destroying houses with massive vibrations? Well, that is what Virginia residents are saying. They're rejecting the Green New Deal. It's a total scam, like more and more of us. Number two, Michael Cohen, a guy who has spent years in prison for lying to everyone, star witness number one against Donald Trump, and a B-list porn queen, she's star witness number two. This is how desperate the Democrats are. And number three, what is the priority of the Biden administration? Certainly doesn't seem to be any of us living in the country. No, it seems they're still all in for Ukraine above all else. You heard that in the last hour. No standalone bill for Israel stands a chance of passing. Well, not unless Speaker Johnson capitulates once again to left-wing demands, and I won't bet against that at this point. He's capitulated time and again so far. But Chuck Schumer continuing to peddle the problems with Ukraine and begging for money while our southern border remains wide open. It's grossly disgusting. And oh, yeah, no money for Israel, our actual ally, without buckets of money for Ukraine, who's not our actual ally. Here's Chuck Schumer.
The U.S. ambassador reiterated President Zelensky's point that Ukraine will lose this war until it gets the unless it gets the defense materials, the ammunition, and the anti-aircraft resources it needs immediately. Those power plants are taken out because Ukraine is running out of the ability to defend itself from these vicious attacks. As at this treacherous moment for global security, would be a grave mistake to think the conflict in the Middle East is unconnected to the conflict in Europe. That's why the best way to help Israel and to help Ukraine is to pass the Senate supplemental this week. I've called on Speaker Johnson to do that. Enough with the delay, enough with the uncertainty, enough with promises to take action. I urge the House to get going today on the Senate supplemental. It's vital for the future of Israel, for the future of Ukraine, and for the future of the West and democracy.
Yeah. The future of democracy depends on us going bankrupt, supporting a losing war effort in Ukraine that's well outside of our scope. Ukraine is not a member of NATO, not a traditional ally, not somebody we should spend $113 billion on and counting. Period. John Kirby refuses to acknowledge that releasing billions of dollars of frozen assets, by the way, of Iran would have any major impact on the function of the regime in Tehran. Here, this is the most remarkable thing. They keep demanding more money for Ukraine. And, oh, yeah, if you do that, we might throw in a little something for Israel. But no standalone bills for Israel. You heard John Kirby say that the last hour. Chuck Schumer said the same thing. No standalone bills. No money for Israel that's actually under attack from Iran. None of that. And what about all that money released to Tehran? Billions of dollars. All that has nothing to do with anything. Listen.
How do we know that the Iranians do not listen to President Biden's public warnings? Is there any regret here about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders during the president's administration?
What unfreezing are you talking about?
He unfroze billions of dollars.
For Iranian leaders?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
Okay,
so first of all,
it's for humanitarian purposes, but doesn't that...
But you don't believe me.
Well, doesn't that free up money for them to spend on other stuff? Where do you get the money for an unprecedented number of munitions to fire at Israel?
So first of all, I don't believe you. I'm betting if they're sitting in Tehran, they're taking it seriously when President Biden says he's going to defend Israel.
Yeah,
he
I see that.
He put skin in the game, a whole heck of a lot of it, and knocked almost everything out of the sky. So I'm betting they're taking it pretty seriously.
Yeah.
And as for this unfreezing, none of that fund, none of those funds, funds set up in an account, by the way, by the previous administration, goes directly to the supreme leader, the IRGC, can only be used for humanitarian purposes, and we're watching that account very, very closely to make sure that that's what happens.
Yeah. No, I don't think they're taking it too seriously. Here's the thing. Israel needs to respond. Iran is the neighborhood bully in the Middle East. Iran bullies Syria. Iran bullies Lebanon. Iran bullies Iraq. Iran is the neighborhood bully. That's why Saudi Arabia and Jordan and others are like, Well, nothing to do with that country or that regime. The Iranian people, lovely people. You go back and look at pictures of Tehran in 1975. Beautiful city. Western city. A city on the move. Now, it's not at all. The Iranian people need to be unshackled from this regime. I can't help them with that. But Israel must respond. They don't have to hit civilians. They can hit the oil fields. You want to guarantee that Donald Trump gets reelected? You want to guarantee that Donald Trump is back in the White House January of 2025 and will stand unequivocally with Israel? Then hit the oil fields. Hit the ports where you ship oil out to China. Hit that with a couple of missiles. Don't have to destroy it all. Just cripple it up a little bit. Drive the price of oil through the roof. By the way, when they go out and they talk about how cheap gasoline is right now, the price of gas right now across America in many places is more expensive than it was a year ago, right? It's $3.65 national average. In Michigan, I'm seeing it at about $3.80. They claim the Michigan average is about $3.67, $3.68 here where I live. California's at $5.50, by the way, and climbing. Illinois is at over $4 a gallon now. But when they go out and say gas is cheaper than it was a year ago, no, it's not. It's about equal. And we're not to our record highs of $5 yet, not yet. But if you hit a couple of spots in Iran and totally devastated their oil fields or their ability to ship oil out of the country, it would cripple Iran, but it would also drive the price of gasoline here in America up to about $5 a gallon almost overnight. So there you go. There you go. By the way, the Heritage Foundation, if you missed it in the first hour, the vast number of Americans reject the idea of sending any more money to Ukraine. 12%. That's the number of people in America that don't believe we've done enough thus far to help Ukraine. 12%, about 1 in 10. Oh, and by the way, we don't stand with Israel. In the wake of the massive attack on Israel, John Kirby made it clear this administration does not stand with Israel. If you missed it, here it is again.
We are opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed. We would oppose a standalone bill, yes.
We would oppose a standalone bill. Meanwhile, the southern border remains wide open, and that's not going to change anytime soon. How about a word from one of our good friends? Folks, the attack on excellence in America is putting our lives and our country's future at risk. In the name of diversity, standards are being lowered everywhere. In medicine, engineering, science, the law, just to name a few. The American Medical Association, for instance, has declared that medicine is imbued with white supremacy, yeah, and that it was therefore lowering the standards on medical school entrance tests. The same is happening in law and other fields. You can read about it in the latest issue of Imprimis. That's Hillsdale College's free digest of liberty that goes to more than 6.5 million homes and businesses. Imprimis gives you smart constitutional commentary for conservatives like Christopher Rufo, Victor Davis Hanson, Heather McDonald, and Hillsdale's president, Larry Arnn. If you don't get it already, you can receive a free copy at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com. No cost, no obligation, just you getting smarter by the moment with Imprimis. Sign up today, GruberForHillsdale.com. I'll be right back.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated. because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.